Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a bill Wednesday that requires ByteDance to divest or sell its U.S. subsidiary that runs TikTok there within 9 months. With another 3 months, the president can grant if plans seem to be moving forward. If ByteDance doesn't comply, tech companies in the U.S. will be prohibited from distributing the app in their stores. ByteDance also plans to ask a court to rule that the law violates the U.S. First Amendment protections against abridging freedom of speech. Qualcomm announced the Snapdragon X Plus laptop processor, along with more information for its previously announced Snapdragon X Elite chips. The Snapdragon X Plus is Qualcomm's entry-level chip with 10 cores, 42 megabytes of cache, a maximum multi-threaded frequency of 3.4 gigahertz, and an NPU with 45 tera operations per second, aka TOPS, T-O-P-S. Qualcomm is also unveiling 3 12-core Snapdragon X Elite processors with up to a maximum multi-threaded frequency of 3.8 gigahertz and up to a 4.6 TFLOP I GPU. The top two have what Qualcomm is calling dual-core boost up to 4.2 gigahertz, which dynamically adjusts the processor frequency, delivering more power to the processor only when you need it. On Tuesday, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission proposed a new ban on non-compete clauses, banning employers from using non-compete contracts to prevent most workers from joining rival firms. Companies argue that non-compete clauses protect trade secrets. The new rule prohibits companies from enforcing existing non-compete agreements on anyone other than senior executives and also bans employers from imposing new non-compete contracts on senior executives in the future. Sonos officially announced its redesigned mobile app on Tuesday. It will launch May 7th for Android and iOS. Most of the general functions are now on the home screen with some customization options, like putting your favorite playlist or the inline audio option at the top. Speaker controls are available in a panel you can now access by swiping up from the bottom. Sonos will also retire its apps for Windows and Mac OS, replacing them with a web app you can use from any internet-connected browser, whether or not it's on your home Wi-Fi. Some Windows 11 users may see recommendations for apps from the Windows Store in their Start menu. Some people will consider them ads, but Microsoft is picking the recommendations as a way to encourage development. It doesn't seem as though they're featuring apps because of payments, at least not yet. You can also disable the recommendations in the personalization settings in Windows itself. Last week, China required app stores, including Apple's App Store, to stop distributing several messaging apps, including Telegram. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov says the company hasn't seen a drop in downloads of Telegram in China. He suspects it's because you can sideload Telegram on Android, so people use a VPN to get it and then sideload. He implied this might reduce Apple's customer base in China. Finally, the US has restricted what kinds of chips can be sold to Chinese companies, which has motivated those companies to develop their own ways of getting advanced chips. The long game will be for Chinese chip companies to make them themselves. In the meantime, certain companies have relied on stock that piled up before the restrictions were implemented. Reuters found that several Chinese universities and research institutes were able to buy servers made by Dell, Gigabyte, and Supermicro that contained NVIDIA's most advanced chips. The servers came from Chinese retailers. It's not known at this point if those retailers stockpiled before restrictions as well or obtained the servers some other way. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Transitioning to a decarbonized economy sounds like just one change. In fact, this shift requires several transitions across sectors, geographies, and timelines. In Talking Transitions, a new podcast brought to you by the EY organization and Foresight Climate and Energy, we look at how the transition is affecting three key areas: energy, financial services, and government. The Talking Transitions podcast is out now. Download today from wherever you get your podcasts or visit talkingtransitions.com to find out more.